Hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:15, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Jack compound residents express concerns over blocked sewer and leaking water pipes. Heavy winds are blow off the roof of a 1x3 classroom block at Kawama Primary School in Mufulira. And in Africa news, a boy 11 shoots a farm worker dead in tragic South African accident, police say. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Residents of Lusaka's Jack compound have appealed to the Lusaka Water and Sanitation Company to urgently repair the blocked sewer and damaged water pipes in that community. Speaking in an interview, the residents complained that the sewer effluents are posing a health risk to the community, who are fearing for a possible outbreak of waterborne diseases. The residents further complained that the water utility company rarely works on water and sewer problems that are being reported almost on a daily basis. They charge that the sewer leakages might contaminate the water that is being consumed by the residents if they are not worked on time.
Most of the people from Jack are likely to suffer from waterborne diseases like cholera, typhoid, etc. So far, I had a case here at my home. That's why I am very much concerned about it, as my son was diagnosed with typhoid.
Heavy winds have blown off the roof of a 1x3 classroom block at Kawama Primary School in Fulila District on the Copper Belt. The incident, which occurred on Saturday, has left the affected classrooms exposed to the elements, resulting in a disruption of learning activities. Kawama West Ward Councillor Enoch Kawaso has since appealed to the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit at DMMU to urgently intervene and help in replacing the damaged roof to restore normalcy at the school.
A classroom block blown off at Kawama West Primary School. It's just an appeal to the well-wishers that at least they should come on board to assist us look into this problem. And just another word to the DMMU, we need your intervention the quickest as possible, because this is just a disturbance. As you can see, our learners will now be disturbed, and we are just approaching the rain season. We do not know what will actually happen.
Some residents of Mufurila's Zimba compound have expressed optimism ahead of the national voter registration exercise, which begins today, October 13, 2025. The 30-day exercise targets about 3.5 million eligible voters across all 156 constituencies, aimed at updating the voters' roll and allowing new registrations and corrections. Dixon Chivanga in Smart Mwansa said that the exercise is vital and gives them a chance to participate in choosing leaders of their choice as guaranteed by the Constitution. They also urged their fellow community members to take part in the exercise and exercise their democratic right.
It's the responsibility of every resident living in Zimba compound. This exercise is very important to usher in leaders. If you don't take part, then you shouldn't come and complain whatever comes. Your vote matters. So that's why the voter registration that will take place next week is your responsibility as a citizen of Zambia, in particular Zimba compound.
And chikafya kuyo kubekala chalo tuletwa ilimba mo pakwe watu tuwa isa sana inti unguru shishesu esho tulete mwa fwebele it's better tuwa sana inti unguru shishesu tushive atisikesa atisikasha and representi mwusamu.
Meanwhile, the Advocates for National Development and Democracy, ANDD, has called on all eligible Zambians to take part in the ongoing voter registration exercise, describing it as a critical step towards strengthening the country's democratic foundations. ANDD Executive Director Samuel Banda has urged citizens aged 18 years and above, or who will turn 18 by 30th April 2026, to ensure they register and obtain their voters' card. He has appealed to community leaders, youth groups, civil society organizations and the media to help mobilize the citizens to participate in the ongoing exercise, warning that voter apathy, misinformation and logistical challenges should not prevent eligible citizens from registering. Mr. Banda's also called on the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, to ensure that the process remains transparent, efficient and accessible to all, including citizens in rural and hard-to-reach areas.
We wish to state that every vote counts and every registered voter holds the power to influence the direction of our nation takes. Registering to vote is the first and most important step in building the Zambia we all want to see. As NDD, therefore, we wish to call on all community leaders, youth groups, civil society organizations, the media, to play an active role in mobilizing citizens to register. Let us ensure that no eligible voter is left behind due to apathy, misinformation, or logistical challenges.
The head teacher of Nakutimba Primary School in Kapirimposhi District, Henry Nduna, has raised concern over the lack of development at the school. Speaking to Kombon Radio News, Mr. Nduna said the school runs from grade 1 to 7, but has only 3 teachers handling all the classes. He also noted that the school has no staff houses and poor infrastructure. Mr. Nduna disclosed that pupils are currently sharing one toilet with both boys and girls using the same facility. Despite the challenges, the head teacher, however, thanked the government for the school feeding program, which he said has helped improve learner attendance.
We are 3 in numbers as teachers. Teachers are 3 here. We used to be 5. The challenge that we are having here, there is no accommodation. Teachers are supposed to cycle as in covering 10 kilometers per day. Others couldn't copy to that. So these 2 went on transfer. We are now 3. The school runs from grade 1 to 7. The major challenges that are here, the school has no proper infrastructure. Learners are using one toilet, girls, boys. No accommodation for teachers. And the 1x3 that is there is not yet roofed. needs roofing,